Global Vaccine Access. I'm Ben Thomas with an AP News Minute. The U.S. Trade Representative will begin talks in the World Trade Organization in the coming days on ways to overcome intellectual property issues that are keeping poorer countries from making their own generic versions of COVID-19 vaccines. The White House has come under pressure over the issue as India suffers through perhaps the worst outbreak the world has seen. But some doses are getting through. Sakshi Kumar got hers in New Delhi.
Me and my family have already had COVID. So now I think this will be a good thing so that we don't get infected again.
Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen is making the case that President Biden's proposed $4 trillion spending on infrastructure, families, and education won't fuel inflation. That's been a concern expressed by some economists, but Yellen tells NBC's Meet the Press the spending would be phased in over 10 years and should not cause demand to spike. Though if it does, the former Fed chair says the central bank has the tools to address it. And SpaceX has delivered 4 astronauts back to Earth from the International Space Station. AP correspondent Julie Walker.
The Dragon capsule parachuted into the Gulf of Mexico off the coast of Florida just before 3 a.m.
We welcome you back to planet Earth, and thanks for flying SpaceX. For those of you enrolled in our frequent flyer program, you have earned 68 million miles on this voyage.
It is back on planet Earth, and we'll take those miles. Are they transferable?
What a way to come home. The astronauts flew back in the same SpaceX capsule named Resilience in which they launched. It was the first U.S. crew splashdown in darkness since the Apollo 8 moonshot in 1968. The astronauts, 3 American, 1 Japanese, spent 167 days in space. The previous record was 84, set by NASA's final Skylab space station astronauts. I'm Julie Walker.
And I'm Ben Thomas, AP News.